Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
The government is taking steps to establish cancer care centers of excellence to reduce the number of deaths from non-communicable diseases through improved cancer care for patients. We'll tell you more in today's program. I'm Prince Moore. Stay with us. The government is on a mission to reduce premature deaths resulting from non-communicable diseases, NCDs, by 25% by 2025. Billions of dollars is spent annually for treatment of NCDs such as cancer. This has prompted the government to establish cancer care centers to ease the socioeconomic burden on persons with all types of cancers. The cancer care centers will be located at the St. Joseph's Hospital in Kingston and the Cornwall Regional Hospital in Montego Bay, where two linear accelerators for radiation treatment will be housed. The linear accelerator machines are the most modern technology in radiotherapy treatment.
I'm pleased to announce that Cabinet has approved the award of the contract for the LINAC. A contract was signed with Variant Medical Systems for over US $14 million.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. The cancer care treatment centers will be equipped with state-of-the-art equipment to deliver the most advanced cancer care to Jamaicans. They will also contain CT simulator, CR mobile X-ray unit, therapy machine with treatment planning system, and related quality assurance equipment. The center located at St. Joseph's Hospital is slated to be operational in 1 year, while the second facility will be opened in 18 months. Dr. Ferguson says cancer care centers of excellence will enable cancer patients in Jamaica to benefit from free radiation treatment in the public health sector.
Having made a promise to the people of Jamaica that we, within a certain time frame, would establish a center of excellence for cancer care and also bring to Jamaicans state-of-the-art radiation equipment that would move the cost significantly as it relates to the private sector down for the most vulnerable in our society to zero.
Dr. Ferguson says through public and private sector partnerships, radiation treatment for the most vulnerable will move from $1.8 million in the private sector to zero without government support. He adds that the country will also be able to treat patients in the wider Caribbean and beyond.
This project represents one of the biggest investments in equipment and service for Jamaica. In a real sense, having these LINAC machines, we must market them to get outside of the internal market and into the Caribbean region and the wider North America in order to deliver the kind of quality care to the people of the region and globally while they are coming to Jamaica to enjoy the best of Jamaica.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. The initiative is a result of a partnership between the National Health Fund, the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase, the Vincent Hosang Family Foundation, the Montego Bay Chamber of Commerce, and the Montego Bay Association of Administrative Professionals. With the Cancer Care Centers of Excellence to be up and running in short order, Jamaicans will benefit from access to better levels of cancer treatment. That's it for this edition of Healthline. To hear this and other JIS radio programs, go to jis.gov.jm/radio. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Prince Moore, reminding you to stay healthy.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.